Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
How do we get back to the playoffs after a long absence? Steeler fans are losing their minds after the Steelers lost the sixth straight playoff game. They get in every year, but then they lose. And that's what happened again, this time to the Ravens. Mike, I'm willing to say that the Steelers just don't have a franchise quarterback with all the things that are right about that team.
Right.
But they just don't. And this year was a Band-Aid. It was, I'm going to try to Band-Aid the best way we can to fix what we have for cheap. Guys, you know what's funny? They could have got in on Kirk Cousins.
They could have.
They didn't.
They were briefly linked to it.
They didn't. Right? And I'm just saying, like, for all the Steeler fans who are complaining right now, would you have rather your season gone the way our season went? Because that's what happened. Or the way the season went for the Steelers, which was another playoff run, despite the five losses now with the playoff game, and losing. Mike, I just think, you know, again, hindsight's 20/20. I wish we would have done it on the cheap. I do. I wish, if we were going to go that route, I wish we would have done it on the cheap.
We asked the general manager back in April after the draft. I said, why don't we just go get an interim, like Fields, and then go get Penix? And he said, he almost laughed, basically. They were not. He goes, well, how's that working out for Fields? He didn't seem like they were interested in that. And that would have been like a stopgap. Or, you know, Russell Wilson, because you could have picked him up for next to nothing. And then, you know, and I don't think, let's be honest, if we had drafted Penix and signed Russell Wilson for cheap, and then Russell Wilson gets benched, no one gives a crap here
in
Atlanta.
That's right.
There's no big deal, you know, because you're doing it, you know, the Broncos are picking up the freight. So, look, we can debate this, and it will, believe me, be debated. But again, as long as we've got the guy, Penix is the one thing we're not sweating, the guy who put fannies in the seats on the last game of the season, and people are fired up. But, yeah, that's the Steelers. And now you're no man's land for the draft. There's nobody where they're picking. Carson Beck, if you thought he was going to be anything, you got to wait another year for him as he kind of has to kind of reinvent himself in Miami. There's just not a great quarterback. I have to go back in the free. Now, here's the thing. Would you be interested in a bidding war for Sam Darnold if the Vikings pause? You know, unless Sam Darnold really, you know, kind of by the way, if you're the Vikings, are you looking for Sam to do something special here?
You should be.
I mean, so in other words, your thought process is still, you're still evaluating him, I guess.
No. I think they know what he is, and I think they want to keep him. And here's the thing.
But as you like to say, nut cutting time.
It is. And this is why you get paid the big bucks. He's yet to get those big bucks, but he could. Mike, they could franchise tag him and keep McCarthy and keep it moving. But no, I mean, like, I keep saying, there's a big spot for some of these guys, man. Mm. You got to show up and prove that what we watched all season long was like, we're not in the Matrix. Like, this is real. You're this good. You can lead us to where we want to go. And for them, with all the talent around him, that was really the question, right? Can Sam Darnold deliver to Justin Jefferson and Addison and Hockenson? Can he be that guy? You got a really good running back. Like, all the things that you need. I want to see what happens tonight. But, you know, I don't want to be in the Sam Darnold business. I don't. Right.
But the Steelers, they're kind of that no man's land where, you know, remember, if you go back, it was what? They held on a year or maybe 2 years too long with Ben Roethlisberger.
Big Ben, yep.
And you could argue that it's kind of kicked the can down. Pickett. They went for a need, even though if you go back in any other draft, Pickett wouldn't even be a top 15 pick, and you'd think they'd have enough years to scout him because he played in their building, right, and going to Pitt. And that didn't turn out. He's an Eagle.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I just think that the Steelers, you know, again, and they're not going to rush to judgments. The Rooneys don't do that.
Guys just said on the text, what about Fields? They benched Fields, guys. They just weren't getting enough out of Fields. Fields wasn't getting down the field.
Vertical passing game. He won games for you, but understand this. The Steelers won two games this year where they didn't score a touchdown. They didn't score a touchdown. I mean, like, that gets back to, okay, what's missing? They have a lot of good players. I just fundamentally think they're missing their franchise quarterback. All right, we'll see where that goes. More on that. We got to get to game balls and no balls. Mike, I got to give no balls to Justin Herbert. 4 turnovers. Oof. I don't care who you are. Those things come back to bite you in the playoffs. No balls.
No balls.
Uncharacteristic, but I thought there were some tremendous catches as well. Some tremendous throws. It's just they play better, and that's on me.
6-0. It really needed to be 14-0 after the end of the first quarter. And then, you know, a good team like, you know, D'Amico Ryans and CJ, and Stroud was kind of, he's been a slow starter this year too, if we're honest. But he got rolling. Joe Mixon went for 100 yards in that one. They finally got it getting things cooking with Nico Collins, who, remember, fantasy stud from a year ago.
He was huge.
But yeah, it just, if you were watching that game, and I did, Chargers could never get the run game established whatsoever. And guys, when other than Ladd McConkey, nobody was making catches. And then Herbert, really, he was forcing stuff, and man, it was bad.
Yeah, and again, when you're pressing, that's what happens, right? You're like, I got to make something happen. And you put yourself and your team in a bad position. Here, let's give the Texans a game ball, guys. Their defense showed up big. Here's D'Amico Ryans. No game ball.
Game balls.
And he's been outstanding all year. He steps up again for us today. Gets two picks. Expect when we needed him most. He made, you know, outstanding plays.
He did. Stingley's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And we talked about, you know, Kamari Lassiter coming up with the pick as well. I do not expect them to win next week. I'll tell you flat out. But if they do, it wouldn't surprise me if the defense plays this well. Mike, listen, Danielle Hunter and all these guys, they got a good front, man. Mm-hmm. They get after it. They were pressuring Herbert and hitting him all day. Right. I mean, they got a really good front. And if that happens again this week, they're going to give themselves a chance to win. But I don't expect them to go win and equal this performance.
Well, Bobby Slowick, you know, not exactly the hot property he was last year. That offense has kind of, you know, sometimes there is that sort of like, I would say a sophomore jinx, but sometimes quarterbacks, not the league figures you out, but sometimes, you know, maybe better processing. They went and got Diggs. Remember that thing didn't pan out for them because he got hurt. But, yeah, Slowick's got to kind of rip his game up. I do like the Texans in a low-scoring game, but that's not the way. Well, it's playoffs. Maybe. I just feel like this Kansas City game, you can see it being like 21-17 and Kansas City moves on.
That's exactly right. That's kind of what I see.
Right?
But you know what? If they went up there and upset them, right?
But some people say Kansas City's been living dangerously all season.
All season. Then I'm going to tell you the reason why they would is because they get pressure. And Mahomes is distressed all day and you know, does something he doesn't do, which is make mistakes. Let's give a game ball to the Philadelphia Eagles. Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts and company. I thought they were really good in their game against Green Bay, and the defense was excellent. Game ball.
Game balls.
We're going to go back to work tomorrow, and, you know, no victory Monday for us. You know, we could play Saturday too. We don't know. But no victory Monday for us. We're going to go back to work because we do have a lot of things to clean up.
Yeah. And you said the A.J. Brown thing. You worried about that?
No, he's reading a book on a self-help book. We'll talk more about it coming up. But, you know, just one catch for 10 yards. And, you know, you knew that Jalen Hurts, there was going to be some rust with Jalen Hurts coming off the concussion, not playing for 2 weeks. And at times it was, but when you got a guy like Saquon Barkley, hey, it'll work itself out, won't it?
It will. Eagles get the winner of tonight's game, by the way. So that's why we're closely watching Vikings and Rams.
Can I jump in real quick to a no balls? We don't have sound for this, but just give me a no balls to a good friend of ours, the guy that doesn't like to wear shoes, Mac Hollins.
No balls.
When does one catch for 19 yards become a net gain of only 4 yards? When late in the game, you make the catch, and then you step over the defender and then start poking and running your mouth. The next thing you know, unsportsmanlike, 15 yards going back. So our good buddy Mac Hollins, which some would say, if you don't respect Khalil Shakir or Curtis Samuel, Dalton Kincaid, that's why maybe if he is going to win the MVP over Lamar Jackson is the lack of talent and the way he's just getting the most out of these guys, talking about Josh Allen with those receivers.
Yeah, I thought it was a dumb penalty, though. I just did. I agree with you on that. You got to know, you know, where you're at in these games. And
it didn't matter. I mean, it was a moot point, but it was just kind of funny because, you know, we've interviewed him a few times. He's a wild man, but
yeah, but
it was kind of dumb.
It was dumb, but it was also out of character. That's right. He doesn't seem to be that kind of guy. Either way, I'm with you. No balls there. All right, and last but not least, let's give the Washington Commanders a game ball. Jaden Daniels, a game ball.
Game balls.
Here's the snap. Daniels to throw for it. Backpedaling into the end zone.
What a play.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! 5-17! A clutch play in the lead! Unbelievable. How clutch is this guy?
That's a great call. That's a great call. And that wasn't even, you know, again, the game winner as this game was tied. And then,
touchdown!
And then he goes down and sets him up for the game-winning field goal.
Chris, I don't want to steal your thunder for Yeah Man, No Man. Are you going to talk about Zane Gonzalez at all? All right, then I'll throw it in. Let's give a game ball to the kicker for the Commanders because he's dealing with a lot of stuff, Carl. A lot of issues out there.
Yeah.
Game balls.
Now, if you watch this game, and you know, of course, anytime a game in the NFL is coming down to a kicker, you know, NBC is going to have that isolation shot of the kicker kicking the ball into the net on the sideline. And so as he's ready to go, and I noticed this at the time, and even my wife's like, why does he keep playing with his hair? So Zane Gonzalez, as he's about to go in, he's like, and he's got a, he's got a really short haircut. If you're at the barbershop, Carl, he's got like a 3. So it's not like he's got a lot of stuff going on there. And so he's like kind of wiping his hair, helmet, puts, no, wipes the head again, helmet, wipes it. I'm like, what's this guy, OCD? Yes, he's OCD. So as we know, we treat things like that a little bit differently now. We don't bag on the guy, but he did doink it through the uprights. And then it was funny. Give credit to Collinsworth. Collinsworth was saying, you know, kickers normally hit a fade. They're going to go a little bit left to right. And that's exactly what it did. It just happened to go on the inside of the goalpost. So it didn't come back out. So he gets it in. Turns out, though, he does have OCD. He goes, it makes you a perfectionist and more detail-oriented. He told ESPN back in the day. This is about like 6 years ago. He was doing the interview. But in case you were wondering, yes, that's why. It's like a golfer with some repetitive motions. That's part of his routine. He's been dealing with that his whole life.
Interesting. Yeah.
Mike Tirico with the call.
Well, and when it hit, I was like, did it make it or miss? I could not tell. And then, obviously, you listen, and then they show the replay. Either way, they advance. Guys, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Coming up, we're going to get to Yeah Man, No Man. Connor Riley is going to stop by as well to talk some dogs and college football with us, as we now know who is in the college football playoff championship. It's going to happen right here in the ATL on January 20th. And make sure you join us this Friday for a special edition of Dukes and Bell from Twin Peaks and Buckhead. We're going to be there 2 to 7 breaking down this weekend's NFL playoff action. Monday's college football national championship is Twin Peaks Buckhead. Friday, 2 to 7 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.